And now, it's time for the Tri-State Sports Beat with your hosts, Nick Federico, Scott DeBell, and Joe Bruno.
We have waited a whole year for this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition, a yearly special edition of the Tri-State Sports Beat, where we fill out our NCAA tournament brackets. Of course, all three amigos here, Nick, Scott, and Joe. Wow, I almost put both of your names together. That was something. Hi, guys.
Howdy.
We're excited to fill out our brackets finally after a year.
Today is the start of one shining moment on loop.
That's correct. That is absolutely right. All right, so how this works is we have our group. We each filled out our own bracket. So, of course, we will have differing opinions. Me and Scott will more likely agree. Joe will most likely not. That's probably how it's going to go. But the majority will win. If the majority wins, whoever the majority picks, that's who will move on. And, we each filled out our own individual brackets, so we already know who we're picking. And just a little fun twist, if there is any upset alerts coming up, you will hear this sound. Joe, I anticipate I will be pressing that button a lot for you.
A lot.
All right. All right, so I guess we'll do the left side of the bracket first, gentlemen, because the bracket just came out probably about an hour ago, and we are all set to go. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get it done. We start in the West region with number one seed Gonzaga undefeated against the winner of Norfolk State or App State. I don't think it really matters. Scott?
I'm going to give my winner for the play-in game.
All right, very good. Go ahead. You start.
Okay, so the play-in game between Norfolk State and Appalachian State in a very tight contest. I know a lot about these teams. don't even know what's Norfolk State's mascot?
The Spartans.
Okay, good Spartans. Good Spartans. I'm taking the Spartans.
All right, very good.
Spartans over App State. Sorry, Luke Combs. Your alma mater's going down in the first round.
All right.
Or not even making it to the first round. But clearly I'm going to have Gonzaga winning this game, considering I didn't even know this team's mascot.
Good point. Very good point, Val. Joe, you're up.
I will do the same. I am actually going to do the first four games first. I'm actually going opposite of Scott, but at the end I'm going to pick Gonzaga to win anyway. So I'm going App State to win in the first four, but Gonzaga to win in the first round.
All right, consensus wins there. Gonzaga will move on to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Now we get interesting. Number 8 seed Oklahoma of the Big 12 and number 9 seed Missouri of the SEC. I'll go first. Again, we're casual college basketball watchers. We don't know everything about all these teams.
But, I usually watch a lot more than I did this year.
Yes, I absolutely.
There was just something about the first of all, no cable here at school. That hurts.
That's correct.
And then two, fans make college basketball 10,000 times better. I just didn't like Duke, North Carolina, wasn't the same feel without the fans. You know what I mean?
Wasn't. No, I absolutely agree. You can make that case for everything. Saint and local
the conference example. Tournaments.
Yeah, local example. St. John's, wasn't able to play home games, quote unquote home games at Madison Square Garden this year. And the Big East tournament too that we watched. Georgetown ended up winning. We'll talk more about them later. But Oklahoma and Missouri, I decided to go with the 9 seed on this one. I decided to go with Mizzou. Don't know why. I don't have many reasons behind any of these picks, but I'm going with Missouri. So Joe, you're up. Oh, that's okay. It's a great pick. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm going Oklahoma. Okay. I was just watching
Bracketology.
Bracketology.
With phonics with fun.
Yes,
ESPN. There you go.
And I just overheard while I was making mine that they highly suggest Oklahoma over Missouri, so I just picked Oklahoma.
Very good. So,
there's my pick.
Scott, you're the deciding factor.
Not so fast, Tiger.
Oh!
Missouri Tigers.
Let's go. All right, majority wins, 2-1. Okay. Mizzou will move on to face Gonzaga in the second round. All right. Little Big East action here for the next game. Number 5 seed Creighton, the follow of the runner-ups in the Big East tournament to the Georgetown Hoyas, take on UCSB. Scott, you start.
Hit that siren.
Oh, boy. We got an upset alert.
UCSB.
Oh, boy. All right.
We always have one of those 5-12 upsets or two. Okay. Here's one of them.
All right. Scott's going with UCSB. Scott, do you know the mascot?
I'm pretty sure they're they have the Gauchos. Are they the Gauchos?
It's a great question. I couldn't tell you.
I'm looking it up. Hold on. Right. I don't know. UC Santa Bar.
UC Santa Bar.
That's not how you... Santa Bar.
Bruh.
How do you spell Bar? Barbara mascot.
It's got a funny looking hat. Creighton is obviously
the Ole best. The Gaucho.
Wow, okay, all right.
So where are the Gauchos?
Scott's going with the Gauchos. Joe, you're up.
I will be going against my fellow podcaster here and going with Creighton.
All right.
Biggie live strong.
All right. Joe, I'm with you. I'm not very high on Creighton either, but for first round win, I'll take them. So majority wins, Creighton will move on. Sorry, Scott. UCSB is going down. All right, this one, Scott, you have some ties to this one a little bit, pal. I don't know. You better pick the right school. I don't know about this one. The number 4 seed, University of Virginia, against the number 13 seed, shout out Brady, her alma mater, University of Ohio. I'll go first.
Play that siren!
Oh, boy!
Oh, my God.
It's mainly just because they're the Bobcats. You know, I also am an alum of a Bobcat school, so Bobcats unite.
All right,
UCSB Ohio second round matchup.
Make it known, Scott just picked Ohio, a 13 seed over the defending champions.
One of those UVA. Always happens. Too.
I understand. Yeah, I totally agree with you, pal. Joe, go ahead.
Just because that happens all the time doesn't mean it's happening here. Virginia is going to take it over Ohio.
Virginia lost to UMBC in the first round.
Came back and won the national championship. Good old comeback story.
It was 2 years ago.
Joe, we agree on both.
Exactly. It was two years ago.
Yeah, we agree on both these games, Joe. I got Virginia, too, over the University of Ohio Bobcats. Sorry, pal. Suck. Sorry, Brady. Creighton and Virginia in the second round.
No fun.
Oh, well. Don't worry, we'll get
don't,
there.
You settle. You settle. We will get there. For the fun.
All right. Next up, 6 seed USC, the Trojans against the 11 seed, either Wichita State or Drake. I will go first. I'll go Wichita State just because, I mean, why not? But I have USC advancing anyway. Scott.
Are you playing the siren here?
I guess so.
Drake. I'm taking Drake. 25-4. That's impressive resume.
Okay.
I am also taking Drake in the first round of the USC.
Against USC? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Go ahead, Joe.
Please stop the siren.
Okay.
USC is advancing over Drake. I do have Drake in the winning the first four, but USC is going to beat Drake.
All right.
God, Scott. Three in a row, really?
Majority wins, 6 seed USC. We'll move on to round number 2. Scott, I'll let you start this one. The 3 seed Kansas at EWU.
Eastern Washington.
Yes, I said EWU, Eastern Washington. The 14 seed.
I'm pretty sure their football team has red turf.
Yes, they do.
The red turf will not prevail. I think Kansas should be playing, right? Like they withdrew from the Big 12 tournament.
They're playing Saturday, so they have a little bit of extra.
Yeah, so I'm taking the Jayhawks. Chalk Jayhawk.
I'm with you there too, pal. Joe, what do you think?
So, yep, I'm going there.
Jayhawks and Bill Self move on to take on USC, the 6 seed in the second round.
No, Drake.
Well, not according to our bracket. All right.
Well, you guys are no fun.
Well, we have a lot. We have a whole nother side of the bracket to go, pal. Number 7 seed Oregon against the 10 seed VCU. Hit that upset alert button. I don't know if it's not a crazy upset, but I like VCU. I watched them play today against St. Bonaventure. I'm a fan of the VCU Rams. Going with the Rams. Joseph?
I'm going to disagree with you there, too. Man. I'm going Oregon.
Oh, all right.
VCU, I think you're hyped because you watched the game.
But they lost today.
VCU.
I'm still high on them, and they lost. They played a good game, though. You already said Oregon.
You're not changing my mind.
All right, you already said Oregon. Scott, you're the deciding factor.
Quack, quack.
Oh, going with the Ducks.
Quack, quack.
All right. Majority rules, I guess.
I feel like none of our upsets are going through here.
Number 7, Oregon moves on against VCU. All right. The 2 seed to end out the West region, Luka Garza and the Iowa Hawkeyes against Grand Canyon University, the 15 seed. Scott, you're up.
Grand Canyon does have a former Quinnipiac player on their roster named Mikey Dixon, who's also a former St. John's player.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but Iowa's going to come up on top here. Okay.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm going Iowa. I think they're probably one of the strongest teams in the March Madness.
Right. Hot take from Joe.
Hot take. They're one of the highest. Yes.
Yeah.
Majority rules. Iowa's moving on to face Oregon in the second round. We move to the East region. Number one seed Michigan without Isaiah Livers against either the winner of,
Mount St. Mary's and Texas Southern.
Mount St. Mary's or Texas Southern. Scott, what do you got?
I'm going to take Mount St. Mary's for the NEC tie, local conference. I will take Mount St. Mary's,
right.
And Michigan will beat them by 40.
All right. I'm with you there. Joe, do I have to press the button?
Watch Michigan will get upset. Wait,
Michigan and what?
Either Mount St. Mary's or Texas Southern.
Oh, I took Texas Southern in the first four, but I am going to say Michigan's going to move on from the first.
Right. Number one seed moves
on. Went on a limb there.
Yeah, very good one. All right. A tight game, in my opinion. The 8 seed LSU against the number 9 seed and the Atlantic 10 champs, the St. Bonaventure. Interesting. You know what? I watched St. Bonaventure today.
I feel like you can't ring the upset siren for an 8-9 game.
It's an upset. I'm going with St. Bonaventure. Joe?
Yeah, that's a great pick there, pal.
Thank you.
Going with the Bonnies.
Wow, we're all right. Bonnies of St. Bonaventure
That's our first upset.
Very good.
I actually made it through.
Our group?
I personally took LSU, but I don't mind the St. Bonaventure.
Joe hasn't picked an upset yet.
Yeah, Joe, what the heck, man?
Just wait. Just calm all down. Right.
We have St. Bonaventure, the Atlantic 10 champs, going up against Michigan in the second round. Interesting. All right. Colorado, the 5 seed against the Big East champs, the Georgetown Hoyas, led by New York Knicks legend Patrick Ewing. Scott, you're up.
Even though I hate the Knicks, ring the siren. Georgetown is a hot basketball team right now.
Yes,
and
they
Colorado,
are.
You know, they lost to Oregon State in the Pac-12 championship game last night. I tried to watch it. Bill Walton ruined it, so I turned it off. And I'm taking Georgetown.
All right, very good. Scott, Joe, what do you got?
I'm going Colorado. I'm not doing the upset here. Georgetown, Big East, I don't know. I just don't.
Joe, that's the only college basketball you watch. If anything, you should know more about Georgetown than anything.
That's why I'm saying it. Colorado is going to win. I don't think Georgetown's going to make it.
How could I not go with Georgetown? How could I not? How could I go against my guy? How could I go up against 33? How could I go against 33?
We are the New York Knicks.
It's Patrick Ewing, though. I can't. I do hate Georgetown. Big Pat's got him playing well. Going with Georgetown, majority rules. Sorry, Joe. Georgetown moves on to round number
two.
You suck, Joe. All right. 4 seed, Florida State against the 13 seed, UNC Greensboro. Scott?
I like their logo.
Yeah, I do. Very, very nice.
Taking Florida State here. Yeah. Leonard Hamilton, great basketball coach. Mm-hmm. They got a good team over there. The Seminoles lost in the ACC championship game last night to Georgia Tech, but I'm taking Florida State here.
Scott, I'm with you too, pal. Joe?
I'm going Florida State.
Florida State. Consensus all around here on the Tri-State Sports Beat. So Georgetown and Florida State in the second round. All right. BYU is 6 seed against probably the most intriguing first 4 game, Michigan State, UCLA. Scott?
I'm taking the Fighting Izzos in the play-in game.
Okay.
And then, The alma mater of future Jets quarterback Zach Wilson is going to be taken down by Michigan State.
Wow. Interesting. So Scott's taking Michigan State over BYU. Joe?
I'm going with UCLA in the first 4 over Michigan State, actually.
Wow.
So,
okay.
But you could ring that bell for the first time for me because UCLA is going to beat BYU.
Wow.
Not Michigan State.
So how is this going to – so whoever wins this game, I guess, is going in. I pick BYU. Doesn't matter. But the winner of Michigan State, UCLA, we'll move on to the second round. And Scott said Michigan State. And Joe, who did you say again? You said UCLA?
UCLA.
All right. So, Scott, I have a feeling why you didn't pick UCLA, because that is the alma mater of Bill Walton. Not a fan of Bill Walton.
Honestly, that didn't cross my mind. You know, I picked Michigan State because this season they've beaten number one seed Michigan,
mm-hmm.
number one seed Illinois,
yep.
and number two seed Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've played some very good competition there in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
They also beat Rutgers when they were ranked. So, and they also beat Duke, but Duke sucked.
Yeah.
You know, I just think Michigan State, you know, if they're on, they have the talent to move on.
All right. Fair enough. Our next game, number 3 seed Texas, number 14 seed Abilene Christian. Scott, what do you got?
Longhorns.
Yep. Hook'em Horns. I'm with you, man.
Shaka.
Joe, just in case, who'd you have?
Anyway? Hook'em Horns.
All right. Texas Longhorns against the winner of Michigan State UCLA in round number 2. All right, welcome back to the Big East. UConn, the 7-seed Huskies against the 10-seed Maryland Terrapins. I like UConn.
I also have UConn.
All right.
I'm going Alabama.
What?
Oh, wait.
They're not even playing Alabama.
Yeah, I sneak peeked my next round. But UConn. I'm going UConn.
All right. UConn will not play Alabama in the first round.
No,
They could play him in the second round. So, Joe, go ahead. You picked Alabama.
So I pick Alabama.
All right, fair enough.
I also have Alabama.
That's unfortunate.
What? You picked... That's dumb.
How could you go up against... Dumb. Scott, dumb. I know you don't like it, but how could you go against Rick Pitino? Can't go against Rick Pitino. Just make it known, I had Iona, but we have to go with Alabama. So... UConn and Alabama to round out the East region. I have to move you guys over so I could see the second half of the bracket. We move on to the right side of the bracket. The South region, number 1, Baylor, number 16, Hartford. Scott, what do you got?
Hartford, little local flair.
Yeah.
Baylor. Got Baylor.
All right. Joe?
Baylor will prevail.
Baylor will most certainly prevail. This one I'm interested in. Number 8, UNC. Number 9, Wisconsin. Joe, I'll let you start. Not really an upset here. It's because I got ridiculed for pressing the button for an 8-9 matchup, so I won't press it again.
I'm going UNC.
Okay.
I am unfortunately picking North Carolina.
I am too, unfortunately. UNC, Baylor in round number 2. Number 5 seed Villanova got upset in the first round of the Big East tournament against number 12 seed Winthrop. Scott?
Ring the siren.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Villanova, not the same team without Colin Gillespie.
Yeah, that is very true. So Scott's going.
Winthrop will prevail.
Scott's going with Winthrop. Joe?
I'm sticking with the Big East. I'm going Villanova.
I hate to burst your bubble, pal, but I'm going with Villanova, too.
You guys suck.
Going with Villanova. Majority rules.
Our bracket's going to be last in the world because we don't pick any upsets.
Going with Villanova.
What bracket ever goes chalk?
I picked an upset. You guys didn't want to do that. You didn't want to go with
Iona. I picked many.
All right. So, Scott, I'll let you do this one because there's another upset opportunity here.
Purdue.
All right, Purdue. I'm going Purdue.
I was going North Texas. Ring the bell.
Joe's going North Texas. North Texas.
So this one is the one you pick? Ring the bell.
Joe, what's the thought purpose on that one? You can say you don't know.
Because I don't think there's ever been a 13 over a 4 in the first round.
There's been a lot.
13 over 4?
Joe is a college basketball savant.
I don't...
Purdue.
I need to look it up. Hold on. How many?
Purdue advances.
Seeds.
Oh, Joe.
I don't think...
in the NCAA tournament.
Let's see. Look it up. What do we got?
History of 4 seeds versus 13 seeds in March Madness. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but...
No, obviously not.
There have been...
I'll be shocked if Drew's correct.
29-13 seeds have won since 1985.
That's definitely not zero, Joe.
They have won 20% of games. The last one coming, I picked this game too. The last one coming in 2019, UC Irvine defeated Kansas State, and I picked that.
Then ESPN lied to me.
ESPN lied to me.
I'm telling you, I've been listening to Bracketology basically all night.
All right, next up, number 6 seed Texas Tech, number 11 seed Utah State. Scott, what you got?
I originally had Siren Alert on this, but then I flipped back to Texas Tech.
That was the same thing with me. I went with Texas Tech as well. Joe, what did you have?
Siren.
Wow. Okay.
Every time.
Well.
Sorry. Oh, now you know how I feel.
Sorry, Joseph. Majority prevails. Texas Tech will advance. Go Red Raiders. Number 3, Arkansas. Number 14, Colgate. Scott?
See, people are going to get suckered into picking Colgate in this because they're 14-1. They played the same four teams in their 15 games. So, yes, they score a lot of points. They're second in the nation in scoring. But I'm taking Arkansas.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah. Oh, my. Let's go. Colgate.
Colgate!
Let's go.
All right. Colgate advances over majority. 14 seed going to the second round. Good job, Joe. We got one in there. Number 7, Florida Gators. Number 10 seed, Virginia Tech. Scott?
I'm taking Virginia Tech.
Okay.
I don't know why. I'm just picking
just because. Joe?
I'm going Florida. Sorry, Scott.
Pal, I hate to do it to you. Going Florida, too.
Every time.
Florida will advance over Vaught Tech. 2 seed Ohio.
Just wait till we put our individual brackets into a pool, and we'll see who does best.
All right, that's fine.
Joe will probably do best because he knows jack crap about all this.
I was going to say, I've done pretty well in my previous March Madness bracket.
Yeah, because people who know nothing always do the best. Yeah,
exactly. To end out the South bracket, 2 seed Ohio State and number 15 seed Oral Roberts. Scott?
Unfortunately, OH.
Yeah. All right. Joe doesn't need to say anything. Florida, Ohio State to round out
he's in Ohio State
South
right
region. We head to the Midwest. Number 1 seed, Illinois. 16 seed, Drexel. I got to go with Illinois here.
I mean, you have a futures bet on them.
I do.
Yeah. Illinois.
Former Army head coach Zach Spiker is currently the head coach at Drexel. But Illinois will prevail.
So did you pick Drexel?
No.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Number 8 seed, Loyola Chicago. Number 9 seed, Georgia Tech. Scott, yeah.
Sister Jean, who you thought was deceased last night. She is still ticking at 102 years old, and she will witness another NCAA tournament win.
You're damn right she will. You're damn right she will. Joe, did you have Georgia Tech probably?
I did.
Wow, you hate Sister Jean.
You hate Sister Jean. Loyola Chicago.
Unfortunately, just because she's 102 years old doesn't make the team any better.
She's a wonderful old lady.
She is.
I did. Really, that's what I just said that. I just said that.
She is
just
a wonderful.
Because
it better not be close either, because I don't know if the ticker can handle it.
Yeah. How could you go up against Sister Jean, Joe? Man. Sorry. Oh, man. Number 5 seed, Tennessee. 12 seed, Oregon State. Joe, you go first.
Tennessee.
Scott?
I have the Vols.
Damn. I had Oregon State, but majority prevails. Tennessee over Oregon State. Oklahoma State, 4 seed. Liberty, 13 seed. Got to go with the Cowboys.
This is really tough for you, I just realized, considering you have a futures bet on both Illinois and Oklahoma State.
I do. Going with the Cowboys.
That's really tough.
It is tough.
I'm also taking Oklahoma State. It's unfortunate because I think they're one of the dark horses in the bracket, just the way they're playing lately. But they got screwed. Mm.
Joe, who'd you have?
I was going to Oklahoma State though.
All right. Consensus on the Cowboys going with this one. San Diego State 6 seed against Jim Boeheim, Syracuse Orange the 11 seed. Scoot, you want to start us off?
Going with the 2-3 zone.
All right, going with Syracuse.
Going with the Orangemen.
Should I press the upset alert button?
You sure. Think? Yeah, right. Sure.
I'm going with Syracuse as well.
You guys can put them in, but you're going to be wrong. San Diego State's going to win.
Joe, you don't watch enough college basketball to know that Jim Boeheim.
No, I do not.
Syracuse advances in our bracket. Bob Huggins, West Virginia, against the 3-seed West Virginia, against the 14-seed Morehead State.
Remember when Kenneth Faried played for Morehead State?
I don't, actually.
I'm pretty sure he played there.
Can't say that I remember. If you were to ask me, I thought he would. I thought if you were to ask me that before, I would have guessed that he would have played for FGCU.
He did not.
For some reason. I don't know. Scott, go ahead.
I'm going with Bob Huggins in West Virginia.
Yep. Old Town, Old Town Country Road. Virginia advances against Syracuse. Little local flavor. 7-seed Clemson. 10-seed Rutgers. Scott.
Taking Rutgers.
Is that worthy of the upset alarm?
Nah. Yeah, it's only 7-10.
Yeah, you're right.
7-10 and 8-9s, they're not really upsets.
Joe?
Going Clemson.
I have one team on.
The finger there, Scott?
Huh? Oh, no. That was an accident. That was an accident, but yeah, sure.
That's not right. That's not nice.
I didn't mean to. I didn't even
notice.
That's
aggressive.
If he didn't even bring it up, I wouldn't have noticed.
I'm sorry, Scott. Oh, jeez. Man.
Just getting offended here. I mean, I have one team down. But I'm going with the other one. I'm going with Rutgers. With the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers.
A little flippy-floppy.
Houston Cougs, 2-seed against Cleveland State. The Vikings of Cleveland State, 15-seed.
Skull.
Is that who you're going with?
No.
Okay.
I'm taking Houston.
All right. Consensus all around. Houston Cougars to take on Rutgers, the 10-seed. All right. I think this is a good time to take a break, and then we'll come back.
We've hit the round of 32.
We have hit the round of 32. So I guess we'll take a break. When we come back, we will go to the second round and work our way to the Sweet 16 as we will crown a champion here at the Tri-State Sports Beat. Pick 'em. College football. College football. Wow.
Basketball.
College basketball.
The round ball.
Hey, college football playoff committee, listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
64 teams. That would be insane.
It would be. All right, we'll be right back with the rest of our bracket.
Welcome back to everyone's favorite time of year, the March Madness Pick'em pod for the Tri-State Sports Beat. We have reached the round of 32.
Oh, yes.
And this could get a little fishy, because all of us probably have different picks.
Oh, yeah,
so we're going to read what we have. But so I guess what we'll do here is we'll pick the game based on what we have picked as a consensus, mm-hmm. but we'll also read what we have on our actual bracket.
All right. Sounds good to me. So. Scott, lead us off in the round of 32 in the West region.
The round of 32 in the top left quadrant of the bracket, we have the 1-seed Gonzaga versus the 9-seed Missouri, which I also have in my bracket, and I'm going to have Gonzaga advancing.
I'm with you there, pal. Gonzaga advance.
I did have Oklahoma instead of Missouri, but I will be having Gonzaga.
All right. Consensus all around. Gonzaga will advance to the Sweet 16. All right. Number 5, Creighton. Number 4, Virginia. Joe, what do you got?
I did have Creighton and Virginia, and I have Virginia advancing.
All right. I also had this game, Creighton and Virginia, but I have Creighton advancing.
See, I don't really like either of these teams. I have a 12-13 matchup in my round of 32, the game that everybody loves. I have UC Santa Barbara versus the Ohio Bobcats, and I have the Gauchos advancing to the Sweet 16.
Wow.
But I hate both of these teams, but I'll take Virginia.
All right. So Virginia will...
Smart man.
Virginia will advance. Neither of these teams excite me.
Virginia will advance. Well, I'm sorry this isn't the bracket that excites you, pal.
If anything, if Creighton shoots the ball like they did in the Big East tournament against Virginia, mm-hmm. they'll end the game with about 25 points.
Yeah, probably so.
And Virginia will end with 40.
All right, 6-seed USC, 3-seed Kansas. I had this game. The Jayhawks will prevail to the Sweet 16.
I had Drake versus Kansas. Drake beating Wichita State in the first four and then also beating USC in the next round. But I'm taking the Jayhawks into the Sweet 16.
Joe? I also had USC and Kansas, and I will also be advancing the Jayhawks.
All right. Kansas advances to the Sweet 16. Number 7, the Oregon Ducks, 2-seed Iowa. I had this game as well. I'm going with Luka Garza and the Hawkeyes. Scott?
Yep, I had this game as well, and I'm also taking Iowa.
All right, Iowa going to the Sweet 16. Joe?
I also had that same setup, so we're all good.
All right, very good. Iowa advances to play Kansas in the Sweet 16. All right, East Region, number 1 seed Michigan, number 9 seed St. Bonaventure. Scott, you could start us off.
I had this game picked correctly, and I have Michigan advancing.
I'm with you there too, pal. Michigan advances. This is the team I thought was going to make a run a little bit in St. Bonaventure, but the more I think about it, I think Michigan will prevail. Joe, what'd you have?
I did not have St. Bonaventure. I had LSU advancing, but I have Michigan advancing to the Sweet 16, so we're all good going into the next round.
All right. 12-seed Georgetown, Big East champs, 4-seed Florida State. Scott?
I had this game picked correctly. As much as I'd love to keep Georgetown advancing, I have Florida State prevailing.
All right. Joe?
I had Colorado over Georgetown in the first round, but I do have Florida State advancing to the Sweet 16.
Georgetown. I had Georgetown advancing to the Sweet 16, but majority rules. So Florida State, Michigan in the Sweet 16. The winner, according to our bracket, the winner of Michigan State, UCLA, against the 3-seed Texas. I had Texas winning against BYU, and I got to go with Texas.
I had Michigan State beating UCLA and then also beating BYU to reach this round. And as much – I think this could be a really good game, and this could be a tough game for Texas, but I have the Texas Longhorns prevailing.
All right.
That's really unfortunate because I was going to have you ring the bell. I had UCLA over Texas advancing to the Sweet 16.
Okay. Well,
wow.
Sorry, Joe.
But majority rules, so go ahead.
Sorry, Joseph.
Do what you want.
Texas will prevail. Number 7, UConn. Number 2, Alabama. I originally had Iona and UConn. But that was not the popular choice amongst the three of us.
Absolutely not.
But in this one, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with Alabama. Joe?
I also have Alabama.
Oh.
Okay. I also have Alabama.
That's all right. Alabama will advance.
So we'll talk about Lowell from Alabama.
Yes, absolutely. Right side of the bracket, Baylor and UNC. Scott, what do you got?
The Bears.
The Bears. I'm with you. The Bears.
I'm with you. The Bears.
Wow, you didn't pick UNC. I'm shocked.
No, I don't go with my heart when I pick these things.
All right. Number 5, Villanova. Number 4, Purdue. Scott, what do you got?
Well, I did not have Villanova in this matchup. I have Winthrop and Purdue. And ring the siren. I have Winthrop advancing to the Sweet 16 over Purdue. But I guess for the sake of this, I'll take Purdue.
All right, Purdue's moving on. Sorry, pal. Took that away from you. But that's the name of the game. I'm with Purdue as well.
Yeah, I didn't have either of those teams, so do what you want. All right. I actually have North Texas advancing to the Sweet 16.
Interesting.
Over Villanova, let's mind you.
Interesting. All right, 6-seed Texas Tech, 14-seed Colgate. Joe and I won that
all
one.
All the teams you pick to advance, you pick freaking Colgate.
Absolutely. Texas Tech, Colgate. This is where Colgate's run comes to an end. I'm going with Texas Tech.
See, I had Utah State, not Texas. Texas Tech. And I have Colgate advancing.
Wow.
Well, I had Texas Tech and Arkansas in this spot, and I have Arkansas advancing, but I guess for the sake of this, I'll take Texas Tech.
You should have taken Colgate. they're in the same position now.
Sure. I'll take Colgate,
yes.
Actually.
Yes.
All right, so
yes.
we'll switcheroo now. Colgate is now advancing to the Sweet 16.
It's not going to happen, but just to appease Joe, I'll take it.
So, okay. Colgate to the Sweet 16. And they will either face number 7, Florida, or number 2, Ohio State. Just to appease Joe, Colgate is in the Sweet 16.
Wonderful.
Scott, what do you got?
Well, I had Virginia Tech and Ohio State in this spot, but I have Ohio State advancing no matter what.
I'm with you there. Ohio State as well.
Joe, I also have Ohio State advancing. Right.
Joe, I'm really intrigued to see if you have Colgate beating Ohio State. really intrigued by that one. We move to the Midwest, Illinois against Sister Jean and Loyola Chicago. Scott.
I'm sorry, Sister Jean. I hate to do it, but Illinois.
I'm with you there too, pal. Illinois advances.
I also picked Illinois all over right. Georgia Tech, so I don't have to apologize a second.
You have to apologize for the first round. All right, next up, number 5, Tennessee, number 4, Oklahoma State. I'm going with the Cowboys in this one.
Second.
All right.
Oklahma State.
Go Cowboys.
Good.
So that's an intriguing matchup there in the Sweet 16. Yeah, Illinois.
Down goes one of Nick's futures bets. Yeah.
If I had to pick one, I'd have to pick Oklahoma State because those are the better odds. Those are the higher odds. But oh well, it is what it is. Number 11 seed Syracuse, 3 seed West Virginia, the Mountaineers, West Virginia. Scott.
I also had this game picked correctly, but I have West Virginia advancing.
All right. Joe?
I also have West Virginia advancing, but I had San Diego State over Syracuse. So either way, my Sweet 16 lines up.
Consensus pick, West Virginia will advance. 10-seed Rutgers.
West Virginia too?
I did. Did have West Virginia. 2-seed Houston and 10-seed Rutgers. Are we going with the local flavor, or does the Scarlet Knights go down? Scott, what do you got?
See, I think Rutgers could be a dangerous team just because they were close to the top 10 early in the season, and then, the Big Ten just kind of beat up on each other in the middle of their conference season. But I have Houston here, especially after their dominant win in the American championship game today. I don't think Cincinnati made the tournament, right? Mm. But
no.
They beat Cincinnati by, 30 today. So I think Houston's a pretty good team.
Yep. I had Clemson. No, I didn't have Clemson this spot. I'm sorry. No, I did have Clemson advancing against Houston, but I have
But you switched. You switched and picked Rutgers. I did.
I'm going with Houston too, though. Cougs.
I officially had Clemson and Houston there, but I also have Houston advancing, so it doesn't matter.
Houston will advance to round out the Sweet 16 matchups, and now let's get that started. Back up in the West region, number 1 seed Gonzaga, number 9 Missouri. Scott.
That's the previous round there, pal.
Oh, it is? Oh, sorry. Gonzaga and Virginia.
Virginia. Well, I had Gonzaga playing UC Santa Barbara, but I have Gonzaga advancing to the Elite Eight.
All right. Gonzaga. I'm with you. Joe?
I actually believe that all of my Sweet 16 lines up with ours now on the TSS pod. So,
freaking
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. All right.
I do have Gonzaga.
Gonzaga will advance to the Elite Eight.
Oh, except for the North Texas. That's the only one.
Yeah. All right. Number 3 seed Kansas, 2 seed Iowa. Who will take on Gonzaga? Joe, who do you got?
I have Iowa.
All right. Scott?
I also have Luka Garza and his 2,500 career points advancing.
All in consensus there. Iowa and Gonzaga in the Elite Eight.
I like how this
way is turning out.
Actually, we had that matchup earlier this year already.
That's right.
They played in South Dakota.
That's right. Forgot about that. All right. In the East region, number 1, Michigan. Number 4, Florida State. Joe, what do you got?
Sorry, Nick, but I'm going Florida State.
Okay. A little upset there. I guess
that is a little upset.
I guess you can press the button a little bit. One time we'll do that for you. Scott?
See, it's really hard to keep keep advancing Michigan, just because you don't know about the status of Isaiah Livers. I do have Michigan winning here. I think they showed that they can play without him, based on what they showed against Ohio State yesterday in the Big Ten semifinals. But it's getting more and more difficult to advance them without knowing. I think if Isaiah Livers is there, they could be a Final Four team. But if Isaiah Livers is out, they could lose to St. Bonaventure. Yeah. I don't know. But I have Michigan advancing.
Yep, I'm with you, pal. Sorry, Joe. Overruled. You stink. All right.
Go blue.
Yes, go blue. The winner of Michigan State, UCL. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I keep reading the wrong one. Number 3, Texas. Number 2, Alabama. The rematch of the 2009 college football national championship game, the BCS. Well, fun fact for you. Scott, what do you got?
I have Texas advancing.
All right. Joe?
Oh, this I did not have this one. I had UCLA, Alabama, but I have Alabama advancing.
All right. Well, sorry, Joe. I hate Alabama. Welcome horns. Going with Texas. Texas and Michigan in the Elite Eight.
So wrong.
We move back to the right side of the bracket. Number one, Baylor. Four seed, Purdue. I'm going with Baylor. Scott?
In this spot, I had Baylor and Winthrop. Mm-hmm. I have Baylor advancing.
Baylor I had Baylor and North Texas, and I had North Texas advancing, but to appease you guys, I guess we could have Baylor.
What's the reason? What is the reason?
Because that would be an amazing story.
It would. There is
Hollywood here.
There is one amazing story for game.
Colgate.
All right.
Damn it.
The 14 seed God, Colgate.
Stick with me here.
Against the here. Number 2 Ohio State Buckeyes. Joe, what do you got?
I want to go last.
All right.
No, screw Colgate. Ohio State. I have Arkansas and Ohio State in this, and I have Ohio State advancing.
I have Colgate. Nick. Are you going to pick Ohio State here?
We already freaking appeased him once.
I have to go with the Buckeyes. I'm sorry, Joe.
Guy. I have
to go with the Buckeyes.
That like, ruined my
it's not
entire...
even gonna win their first round game.
That ruined my entire bracket.
I don't care about your bracket. This is the collective
Colgate's
thing. Colgate's
supposed to win.
Whoa, what? Colgate was supposed to win the whole thing?
Over Gonzaga.
Good Lord,
it's,
Joseph.
It's Gonzaga, not Gonzaga.
I know.
Gonzaga.
Come on. Oh, we need a storybook ending.
Joe, you have North Texas still.
That's going to be the Final Four, North Texas and Colgate.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Joe. As much as I hate Ohio State, I can't pick them against Colgate. I have to pick them against Colgate. I'm sorry.
Wait, is that actually – is that your Elite Eight, North Texas versus Colgate?
Yes.
Joe knows so much about Colgate.
ESPN's talking to Rick Pitino right now.
Good. They should have advanced in the first round, but not according to you guys, but whatever. Sorry, Joe. Ohio State will advance.
No.
All right, Midwest. Illinois, Oklahoma State. This one will break my heart either way, but I'll go last. Go ahead, Scott.
See, I think this is going to be one of the games of the tournament, even though it's in the Sweet 16. But Illinois is just playing some, like, they're playing the best basketball of their season right now, so I'm going to take Illinois.
Yep. Joe?
This one was actually hard because I could have went either way. I ended up picking Oklahoma State.
The Illini will advance. Oklahoma State will win me more money, but Illinois is playing hell of basketball right now. All right. West Virginia, 3 seed, and Houston Cougs, the 2 seed. Joe?
I'm going Houston here.
Okay. Scott?
I have... West Virginia advancing.
Cougars or the Mountaineers? You know, our friend over at SSP, Max on Take a Pitch, he's a West Virginia fan. So I have to go with West Virginia. Got to go with the Mountaineers. All right.
Good too.
What's that?
They're good.
Yeah, they are very good. All right, so we have our Elite Eight. So let's go to... should we take a break? No, we'll keep going. We will get our Final Four in, and then we'll take our break. Elite Eight, West Region, number one Gonzaga, and Luka Garza, number 2 Iowa Hawkeyes. Joe.
I do have this matchup. I am going Gonzaga.
Scott?
Also taking Gonzaga.
Also, consensus all around. Gonzaga punches their first ticket. Not their first ticket, but the first ticket in our Tri-State Sports Beat Final Four. Michigan. Number 1 seed and number 3 seed Texas. Scott.
This is where Michigan's run comes to an end. I have Texas.
I hate to agree with you, but I will in this case. Michigan will go down. I'm with Texas as well. Joe.
I don't have either of these teams, but I would have picked
That's
Texas.
Too damn bad cuz Texas is going to the Final Four. All right. Next one, Baylor, Ohio State. A 1 versus a 2. Joe, what do you have?
I don't even want to pick this one. This should be North Texas Colgate. So if I'm picking, it's going to be I'm going to Ohio State because Ohio State.
I have Baylor.
I have Baylor as well. They're playing very well. Got to go with the Bears here. Sorry, been. Ohio State. Sorry, not sorry.
Colgate.
Colgate. North
like the
Texas.
Toothpaste.
Like the toothpaste.
Yeah.
All right. So we have Gonzaga, Texas, Baylor. Who?
Crest is better.
Who will be the last team to join
Aquafina.
Them? Number one seed, Illinois out of the Big Ten, and West Virginia, the 3 seed. Scott, what do you got?
I have the Fighting Illini.
All right. Joe?
Kofi Cockburn.
Don't have either of these either, but I'll go West Virginia.
Tough game. Yeah. Tough game to pick here. I got money on Illinois, so I'm going with the Illini.
Should be Houston.
Our final four, Gonzaga, Texas, Baylor, and Illinois. 3-1 seeds and a 3 seed. Very interesting there. I think there's only been one time in tournament history where all 1 seeds have made it to the Final Four. Is that correct? I believe that.
There's only – if ESPN is correct.
Yeah, because they lied to you last time.
I think in 80% of the March Madness Final Fours, there's 80% of the time, like, 2 number 1 seeds make it to the Final Four, I believe it was.
Well, we got 3 here. Gonzaga, Texas, Baylor, and Illinois. All right. We'll do our final four. We'll decide our final four and our national champion when we come back. You're listening to Tri-State Sports. We are special NCAA tournament bracket. We'll be right back. And then there were 4. Welcome back to our special edition of the Tri-State Sports. We are 2021 March Madness NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Bracket. Our final four, Gonzaga, Texas, Baylor, Illinois. We'll start with Gonzaga and Texas. Scott, what do you got?
Gonzaga and Texas. I have the Zags advancing.
All right. Joe?
I'm taking Gonzaga.
I see. I really wanted to pick Texas here, but I think the field is just, you know, there's no Duke in there. There's no the original powerhouses, so this is Gonzaga's best chance to win the national title. So I have Gonzaga advancing as well. And then the other side, Baylor and Illinois. Joe, what do you got? You didn't have either of these. So.
I didn't.
Who is your final four? Colgate and who?
Final four? Colgate, Houston, Alabama, Gonzaga.
Colgate.
I will go with the Baylor Bears because of Denzel Mims.
Oh, okay.
Good Mims.
That's a good reason why. Scott, what do you got?
I have Illinois.
Again. My allegiance this year is to the Illini, going with Illinois. Gonzaga and Illinois is our national championship game. Probably the popular pick, but it's all about how we get there. Scott, Gonzaga, Illinois, who do you have as our national champion for the Tri-State Sports Beat?
We have our first undefeated national champion since the 1980s. Mm. I'm taking Gonzaga.
All right. Joe? I know you got to think long and hard about it.
I'm going Illinois.
Oof. So you put all the pressure on me.
Yeah.
Again. See, Scott, my question is, who does Gonzaga really play? Who do they really play during the year?
I mean, you want me to run through their schedule in the beginning of the year?
If you could. If you don't mind.
Let's see. Where is their schedule? I'm pulling it up as we speak.
All right.
Schedule. Here we go. Well, they kicked the season off playing Kansas. They beat them 102-90.
Mm-hmm.
They played Auburn, beat them. They played West Virginia, beat them. They were supposed to play Baylor, but it was postponed, unfortunately. They played Iowa and beat them by 11. They played Virginia and won. They played Dixie State and won by a lot. They beat BYU twice, or 3 times. So they've played some good teams.
Yeah, they have.
At the beginning of their season, they played Kansas, West Virginia, Iowa and Virginia.
But Illinois is in the best conference in college basketball, I think. Like, going up against Michigan and Ohio State and, you know, even teams like Michigan State and this is a toughie. But, said it before, my allegiance is to the Illini. The Illinois Fighting Illini are the Tri-State Sportsbeat 2021 champions in our NCAA men's college basketball bracket. Do we have a score prediction? Does anybody want to do that?
76-70.
Ooh. I can get along with that.
I was thinking 83-77.
A little high scoring, don't you think? Probably. Yeah, probably could be. I could see that.
I don't know. I mean, I have it the other way, so.
76-70 was what Colgate beat Gonzaga by anyway, so.
All right.
So what they will beat them by.
So we're going to go 76-70, Illinois. That's what we're going to go with. All right. So that wraps it up. So overall, what do we think about our bracket? Scott, what do you think?
I mean, there's a lot of chalk in there.
Mm. But I think it's a good year to have a lot of chalk, though.
Could be.
I think it might be. Like, we had some, you know, Georgetown beating Colorado. Colorado's a good team. Talking about, like, in the first couple rounds, I mean, nobody wanted to pick Iona, but it's fine, whatever. Joe had Colgate going all the way. But I think this game is the popular pick. Gonzaga, Illinois, I think that's the, you know, the popular pick amongst everybody that's making brackets this year, which are millions of people. But, yeah, there is a lot of chalk here, but we probably have Colgate a little farther than most people do. Maybe. I don't know. Loyola Chicago, you know, you can make the case, I guess. Because of the story. I don't know. This should be interesting. Rutgers could pose a real problem. Listen, anybody could win any day. But that'll do it. That'll do it, gentlemen. That was fun. We, you know, didn't get to do this last year, so we're glad that we finally got to do this again.
Wait, time out.
Uh-oh.
Seth Davis picked Colgate over Arkansas on national TV. The only thing Colgate is beating is gingivitis, according to a tweet.
Oh, man. Joe obviously doesn't feel that way.
So wrong.
So oh, wrong. Man.
Not even funny.
Oh, well. All right. So that does it. That wraps up our special edition of the Tri-State Sports Beat. This is our 2021 NCAA March Madness bracket for the podcast. So we thank all of you for listening, and we'll see you guys next week. We got a special episode coming up next week. We interviewed a very special guest, so tune in for that one, of course, and then in 2 weeks from now, we'll be back to our regular scheduled New York Sports Talk. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see you guys then. Enjoy March Madness, everyone.
Namaste, and keep listening to the Tri-State Sports Beat.
Goodbye!
Magazine, salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall.
Hello, Brooklyn. I love your corners. I'm half your soul. I love your corners. I'm half your soul. I love your corners. I'm half your soul.